Hello, everyone. I've told so many fantastical stories. They're written by somebody else or made up by myself, but I figured it was time to share something real about myself. And to help myself get in the storytelling mood, I've got something to help keep me going, so if you hear anything in the background, I apologize. I'm sure it's the last thing you want. I've mentioned it before, but something that's always been so fucking incredible to me is the visceral, visual moments of sex. A handprint on an ass. The word slut written all over a fucking good pair of tits. Even just pretty eyes looking up at me while they throat me as deep as they can go. I just love all of it. The bondage, too. Tying up a good girl exactly the way she wants to be. Playing with her body the way she begs for it. Knowing that to chase her pleasure, she would let me do it. She'd let me mark her up like a canvas. Oh, body writing is just the most incredible thing. I love leaving plenty of space in the rope, holding the arms and the legs in place. So that I can write mine. I could even fucking tease all of her exes as well. That's how it all started. A girl begging to be humiliated. To make her ex feel bad. Big letters. Your ex. His whore. She bent over and showed that to me on her thighs, and I fucking railed her. I came harder than I'd ever come in my entire life. She'd marked herself up for me. Just to get me ready. Oh, God. It's just the most incredible vision. Seeing someone submit like that. Changing their body, giving them hickeys. Handprints, bruises. And every time you do it, they come. Oh, God, it's just incredible. It doesn't all have to be so aggressive, though. Sometimes a pretty girl just wants to be loved and doesn't want to think, just wants to be a good toy. They want me to help them think less and come more. Oh, God. Even something as simple as picking out the bra, the panties, making sure they match. Reminding her to do her laundry so that I have the best selection possible to help her be the sluttiest or the classiest version of herself. You don't care, do you? You're just happy to not have to think. You wake up, you get to have a nice orgasm. I could roll you over, put you on your side, lift up your leg, and slide my cock inside of you. Help you get cleaned up. Write some affirmations on your tummy, on your hips, on your thighs. Good girl. Right across your stomach. A little tally on your tits for how many times you've been fucking cream pied that day. And a nice tally on the other side for every orgasm you've had. Whether it was a quickie before I left for work because you just looked too cute in that dress I picked out for you. Or at the very end of the night, when I expect you to greet me when I come home from work by the door. Oh, you're so pretty for me. Oh, God. Fuck. I know they're so out of fashion these days, but those shorts, the fucking letter printing. We could get some with big letters. Maybe a whore, maybe owned. Oh, God. Even daddies, if you're into it. Oh, fuck. I make sure that you haven't taken off any of that writing I put on you. And I make sure to add one tally to those fucking marks. Oh, God. Oh, God. You're so pretty. You're so, so, so pretty. Oh, God. Nothing gets me more in the mood than a brat who's shown that she's willing to submit. That if I give her what she wants, she would do anything that I want. Because that's all I need, isn't it? Just a good toy to use. Oh, God. You would look so pretty marked up with Velzhor, you know that? I think it would be a wonderful addition to your gorgeous body. Holy fuck. You know what else would be a wonderful addition for you? Oh, God. Oh. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, here it comes. Feel that. Just fucking filling you up. Sorry, I didn't plan on that being in the story, but I'm sure you can find a way to forgive me, right? Besides, like I said, you just look so pretty when you're all mine. I got a little carried away there, didn't I? Now, what should we talk about for story time next?